You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There's some sort of
this is twice this week I've done this.
We're leaving again.
That is twice this week.
What is wrong with me?
God. Oh.
Well, you know, you're just anxious to get out the door.
It's Friday. I guess I'm ready to bounce already, huh?
I understand that the mountains are under some sort of winter weather advisory thing. They're going to be getting pretty good snow. Might dip down and give us a little bit of rain today in the Mile High City, but not much. And then beautiful weather tomorrow and for Easter Sunday. And then another chance of precipitation and maybe snow on Monday. So we're getting the beautiful weather is sandwich here. It's a beautiful weather sandwich for Saturday
Delicious.
And Sunday. We were talking off the air about prom, and we think we're going to end up making this a bigger segment maybe one day next week. Jeremy was talking to one of our coworkers across the hall, and she's got an observation about prom, doesn't she?
The ticket prices are insane, I guess she said, and they're upwards of $75 to $100 per kid, and you know they've got to have it at Mile High, I guess. And she was just kind of going off about, you know, the venue and how much everything costs and how it has to be this gigantic production. It's not a wedding.
You know, she's not wrong.
She's not wrong.
She's not wrong.
Complaining about how much her daughter had to fork out in costs. And
that's nuts.
And then I told her about my cousin who has a daughter that was dress shopping. And, you know, they were trying to keep up with her girlfriends because they were spending thousands, in the thousands of dollars for dresses. It's disgusting.
I'll make a little. In fact, I'll just write it down now for Monday at...
Yeah, because we were trying to figure out, like, why? Why is there this huge push for this little goofy event to be so luxurious and over the top?
Yeah, and that's
it's all for the Instagrams, Dom. It's all for the Instagrams.
It's all raising the bar, man.
Sure is.
All right, we'll talk about that on Monday. So I guess you're still dealing with this whole piano lesson nonsense?
Maybe a quick recap. Yesterday we were talking about my son who's just digging his heels in, wants to quit piano. He's over it. He's sick of it. He's been doing it for quite a few years now. He's really good at it. He's got an ear for it. He's got a knack for it. I don't want him to quit. Well, yesterday he had his piano lesson, and I was getting numerous messages from Nick Nack because she just stuck around the lesson, and he was being rude to the teacher, I guess, and not really following instructions and kind of being a smart you-know-what. And then he got in the car on the way home and just kind of went off. About how he's never going back, he's done, he hates it, it's the worst. And then he came home and went off on me about how he hates it, it's the worst, it's the dumbest thing ever. So again, the conversations of you got to stick with this, blah, 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 blah. But he is pretty darn adamant that he's done. He is washing his hands of this.
He sounds like that kid that was telling you that, you know, because Gretchen teaches piano, and I've tried to get her to fire some students.
Yeah.
It sounds like Reed is the student that needs to be fired.
Well, he needs to be respectful. I mean, our piano teacher is the daughter of my piano teacher from back in the day, and she's a family
friend.
Really? She's the sister of Surratt. Surratt's my very best friend.
No
kidding. He's my best man. It's his sister. So both his sister and his mom are piano connoisseurs, and she sees something in him, so she's pushing him, and he doesn't like it. So I pretty much said last night, it's like, if you bail on this, I mean, you're not going to be doing really much of anything over the summer then. This is one thing you can do. I was like, you're going to get knocked down to maybe 30 minutes a day of screen time. Maybe. No more Fortnite, no more YouTube, because you're not going to end this and then just sit in front of screens all the time.
It's a weird thing for a parent to deal with, because forcing them to do something like that, I don't know what kind of repercussions that has, and yet I totally see the parent's side on it.
Yeah.
Because you don't want them just to go through life quitting everything, especially when they're good at it.
Yeah.
But you know, it's almost like honestly, Jer, if you think about it, it's no different than kids and youth sports. You know, like I used to coach youth football, and I'd have so many of the players who come up to me saying, I don't want to be here, I don't want to do this, I'm going to do this, but my dad is making me do it, or my mom is making me do it. And really, I guess music lessons are no different, right?
Sure.
Parents want the kids to do it. kids start digging in their heels, and what's the right decision?
I honestly don't know.
Because I don't know.
I don't know. Something very similar to that was brought up in this TV show I'm watching now called Full Swing. It's all about golf, which I'm so out of my comfort zone watching this series, but I absolutely love it. And one of the professional golfers, his dad is his coach and his manager. Mm-hmm. And his dad was talking about how they, you know, pushed him into so many different things as a kid, and he hated all of them. And they just said, you're fine then. You can just stop. If you don't like it, keep trying things until you click with something and you really like it. And this kid clicked with golf, and that was it from there on out. So he's like, I'm glad I didn't force him to continue with. It was like baseball and lacrosse, and it was all this other stuff that he was forcing his son to do.
So he picked the most expensive
sport. But now his son is like a multi-gazillionaire.
Yeah, well.
So here's my compromise that I kind of came up with last night, because as I talked about yesterday, Reed's done guitar, piano, and trumpet, and he's in trumpet in school, and he's getting straight A's in band class. He, as of right now, loves the trumpet. So I said, okay, well, if you bail on piano, then we're going to have to put you into trumpet lessons outside of school then also.
Doubling down on trumpet.
We're going to double down on trumpet. And he seemed open to that. But it's trumpet, Dom.
What's wrong with that?
It's a trumpet.
What's wrong with that?
I'm glad he loves it. It's just not a sexy instrument, right? It's not sexy.
What are you talking about?
Play trumpet.
He might end up doing the national anthem before Super Bowl.
Oh, he's not going to be around a group of friends or anything. They're like, Reed, pull out your trumpet, or like up camping or something, where you pull out your guitar and you play things around the campfire. Nobody's going to be like, Reed, bring your trumpet up camping.
Well, he doesn't have to always be performing for people. I mean, it's still good for him to do.
Yeah, but I know when you pick an instrument, you kind of think ahead, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to pick up chicks with my guitar. You know,
that's the only reason he's doing piano and guitar.
He's not going to have a girlfriend that says, ooh, play taps again. Play taps again.
That's all you're concerned about? Is him getting busy?
It's one of my concerns. It's not a sexy instrument.
Wait a minute. There are a lot of movie scenes of guys playing, you know, sexy trumpet things.
Really?
Especially, what's that little thing that, what's that little thing?
Name a movie.
What's the thing they put in front of
That's
it?
That's a trombone.
You know? No. What's that thing that when they're playing the trombone, people send in a text? Because I
don't like
know.
The plunger looking thing on the end.
Yeah, they put and they do really
hot.
Sexy little songs with that.
Bring your trumpet and your plunger.
Dancing.
No women are dancing to trumpets. The only good trumpet I've seen
was Dave Matthews Band.
Dave Matthews Band is a wicked trumpet player.
There you go. And look at the guys. You know, there's a lot of rock bands that used to have horn sections, Tower of Power horns and everything. Those guys got chicks all the time, if that's your biggest concern. God.
It's not a sexy instrument at all.
What is with you?
Holidays roll around and, you know, you can play the piano, play beautiful Christmas carols. You're not whipping out a trumpet for 12 days of Christmas.
Are you talking to Nicole about this?
And it's so loud.
Are you telling Nicole
the
instrument my son plays has to be one where he can get...
This is actually a first for me right now.
Can I say that?
This is a first.
Can I say the L word? Can he get... Can we say that?
Oh, getting some tail.
That's your big concern?
Well, honestly, I just thought of it this morning. I didn't bring it up to her last night, but now that, you know...
Well, now she's listening, as we got rolling here,
it's not a sexy instrument.
Well, I don't think
the
criteria.
Listen, before everybody messages me, it's still good for the brain. It's still good that he's learning
still a music
something.
Lesson.
It's still important to learn that. You can read
music. Be in the marching band.
Yeah.
You can go to band camp.
Yeah. We know what goes on there.